Well, I think the ceasefire is a prime opportunity, really, for dialogue between the militant groups and the oil industry and also the Nigerian government. I mean, what we've seen so far is a simply unending conflict, because the root causes of the injustice in the Niger Delta are just not being addressed. The fact that pollution, the fact that gas flaring is still ongoing and has been happening for many decades now, has forced people to desperate measures. And, you know, we see groups like men taking up arms because people are very, very angry about the fact that their land is being exploited and they're not seeing the benefits from oil production.
Okay, could you please say something about the standards of these multinational companies? They have been promising, especially Shell, for decades that they will improve their standards, but to the contrary, things are getting even worse on some aspects.
Yes, well, the situation in the Delta has been getting worse. The fact that gas flaring, the burning of gas that comes mixed with oil in Nigeria, has been happening for over 40 years, clearly shows you that oil companies are not operating to acceptable standards. They would not flare gas outside of Nigeria in a place like Europe or America. So why does it happen in Nigeria? Gas flaring produces toxins that are actually poisonous to local communities. The toxins seep into the water and the land. They render it infertile. And it's something that, you know, completely infuriates local populations, understandably, because their livelihoods are threatened and their health is threatened by this. So until we see an end to gas flaring, really, you know, oil companies are getting away with murder, essentially, in the Niger Delta.
In recent years, China has also purchased a great deal of resources for getting oil. What kind of processes do they use? Are they any better, or is it the same policy?
Well, I don't think there's any substantial difference between the operating standards of Chinese of oil companies, whether they be Chinese, European, or Russian, for that matter. You are right that the Chinese are increasing their investment in African oil and gas. But if we look back at, for instance, their collaboration with the Burmese military government over there, it clearly shows you that the Chinese are quite comfortable with governments that regularly abuse human rights and do not respect freedom of speech and democracy. They're quite happy to do deals with whoever it is, so long as they've got oil and gas. So I don't really have high expectations for the operating standards of Russian, Chinese, or any other oil companies that move into the Delta.